All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, throughout their playoff series with the Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors were doubted in a way that they don't see that often. Now, the Warriors were able to survive a grueling seven-game series with the Rockets last spring, but there were those who thought that Golden State would not be able to get past Houston this year. However, it was Golden State finding a way to prevail in this series in six games. They did it without having the services of Kevin Durant for game six and part of game five. But you look at the core of this team, the likes of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, and Sean Livingston. These are guys that have been there, done that. They've been to four consecutive NBA finals. They've won three of those appearances. And these guys are not, and I repeat, not going to back down from a challenge. And I think that was evident once Durant went down with that injury in game five. Golden State still found a way to pull it out at home. And then if you look at game six last night, it was a very close affair at the half. Steph Curry had been bottled up by the Rockets defense. And then in the second half, he just got it going and he finished with 33 points in order to help this Golden State team not only eliminate Houston, but do it on their own home court. And for Steve Kerr, there have been those people who said, you know what, he really can't coach. But this guy knows how to push the right buttons on his team. He has the pulse of this team. And like I've said before, and I will say it again, Kerr has learned at the feet of some of the best basketball minds around. During Kerr's collegiate career at Arizona, he was coached by Lute Olson. He spent a portion of his playing career playing under Phil Jackson, as he did with Greg Popovich. He was also an assistant coach under Greg Popovich when his playing career was over. So Kerr knows how to get the most out of his people. Kerr knows how to work with people. And Kerr, like I said before, has his finger on the pulse of this squad. Now, Durant might not be available with that calf strain to begin the Western Conference Finals. But make no mistake about it. This Warriors team, they're still going to be locked and loaded. We know that their opponent will be decided tomorrow in Game 7 between the Nuggets and Trailblazers. And then you have to figure a few days before the Western Conference Finals begin. I know that Kevin Durant was going to be evaluated after a week when the initial diagnosis came out. But I'll tell you this, I really don't see him playing for game one, at least in this series. Golden State is going to try to at least win one game at home, and then we'll take it from there. And I think come game three or four, whether it be in Portland or Denver, I think the KD will be ready to go. But this team, just like they were in this Western Conference semis, being up for the challenge to do it without Durant, got it done. They'll be up for the challenge once again in the Western Conference Finals to hold down the fort until KD comes back. And this is only going to make one of the mentally toughest teams in the NBA that much more mentally tough. Not saying the Golden State is going to win the NBA championship this season, but the way things are going, you can at least lock them in for the NBA Finals. And I'll tell you like this, the Rockets had their chances, but it's the mentality of been there, done that, knowing what to do when people doubt you, knowing what to do when your back is against the wall. That is the reason why Golden State is once again advancing to the Western Conference Finals. Why? Because they played Game 6 and the portion of Game 5 when KD went down. They played both of those games like their backs were against the wall. They went into Game 6 like they were the ones down 3-2, not up 3-2. And because of that, that is a big reason why the Warriors are still playing. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out and drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.